Now, from the KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
The Kenai City Council has approved its annual operating budget for the upcoming fiscal year, adopting a $42.1 million spending plan for fiscal year 2026. The newly enacted ordinance outlines funding for general government operations, city services, employee compensation, and capital improvements for the fiscal year beginning on July 1st and ending on June 30th of this year. The ordinance also adopts the city's updated salary schedule and employee classification plan. A notable feature of this year's budget is the council's decision to commit $2.84 million from the general fund balance for future capital improvements. The funds will support maintenance and facility upgrades outlined in the city's 2026-2030 capital improvement plan. General fund expenditures total $22.4 million, while other major allocations include $10 million for special revenue funds, such as water and sewer, airport operations, and senior citizen services, and $3.86 million for capital project funds. Many of the council members commended the work that was put into the budget, including Kenai City Mayor Brian Gabriel.
Great job. I always know there's a lot of work that goes into this budget that starts months before the budget work session, and a lot of work that goes in this document to try to align with the policy and goals of the council.
To view the full budget, visit this story at radiokenai.com. With more news, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
A fire destroyed a multi-story residence in Cooper Landing early Friday morning, triggering a large emergency response and threatening nearby buildings and wildland. Cooper Landing Emergency Services say the crews were dispatched just after 12:30 a.m. to find the house fully engulfed in flames, with fire spreading to other structures and vegetation. Fortunately, all occupants made it out safely, including the family's flock of chickens, firefighters from Central Emergency Services, Moose Pass Volunteer Fire, Seward Ambulance, and State Forestry crews. The U.S. Forest Service, Alaska State Troopers, and Chugach Electric all responded. Crews expect mop-up operations in the surrounding wildland to continue for several days. Cooper Landing Emergency Services noted this marked the second all-night response in a row for their volunteer team, who juggle full-time jobs alongside emergency service. Even ICS-trained board members were called in to assist. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. The Soldotna Stars are once again the Division II state baseball champions after an 8-2 win over Kenai Central on Saturday at Coral Seymour Park. It's the Stars' fourth straight state title under coach Ken Gibson, who's now a perfect 12-0 in tournament play. Trenton Onimus earned the win for the third straight year, striking out 13 in a complete game. Sohi has now won 15 straight to finish 18-9-2. Kenai wraps up its season 16-5. In softball, both Kenai and Sohi schools earned their best-ever finishes at the Division II state tournament. Soldotna took second place while Kenai finished third. The Stars beat the Cardinals 18-10 in the playback final before falling 16-13 to Sitka in the state championship. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
A helicopter crash in Alaska's North Slope killed pilot and avian scientist Shiloh Schlute, who was conducting bird conservation work. The Robinson R-66, operated by Pollux Aviation, lost contact shortly after departing Dead Horse. The crash occurred in snow-covered terrain amid poor weather. Schlute of Kennebunk, Maine, worked for Manamit Conservation Scientists and led efforts to recover the American oyster catcher. He was remembered as a passionate conservationist dedicated to protecting wildlife. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Tuesday. This is KSRM News.